Welcome to the Crofton and Warrior Podcast, the only podcast recorded before Christmas. The only one.
Weren't they all recorded before Christmas?
No.
Okay, it depends on how you want to look at it.
It's only us.
The day before we Christmas.
Well, it's the day before we Christmas break.
Christmas break
exactly.
Eve.
Exactly. Christmas break Eve.
Yeah.
Miss Hansen, you got any big Christmas plans? Oh, Miss Hansen's on the podcast, by the
way. Yeah. Hi. Hi. I am going to sleep.
Oh, yeah?
Like, so much.
Just once.
Sleeping's good.
I guess.
2 weeks straight.
2 weeks straight? You're going to hibernate?
Yeah, you're going to hibernate.
Do you know that animals don't really, like, hibernate like that?
Only bears do.
Do they actually, like, sleep?
I have no idea.
They don't sleep for, like...
Well, I think they sleep for, like, most of the day, and then they wake up and they eat the food that they have stored or something.
Something like that. But I was under the impression that they sleep for 2 months straight.
I also was.
They don't do that.
You know, I always did wonder how they were able to survive without food and water for 2 months.
Well, because they got really fat.
Well,
and they were storing up food.
How does hibernation work? Hibernation is a natural process that... Okay, I know what it is. For bears.
For bears.
They actually enter a state called torpor, where their metabolic rate, heart rate, and breathing slow down significantly, allowing them to survive the winter months without eating or drinking by utilizing... Oh, wait, so does it?
I think it does, from what that said.
Bears don't fully lose consciousness and can wake up if needed.
Whoa.
But so they're just like kind of sleeping.
They're just there.
A light sleep.
Kind of like how a dolphin goes half asleep. You know how a dolphin goes half asleep?
Yeah, but they still swim.
Yeah. Dolphins don't fully sleep. They go half sleep. So like half their brain goes to sleep, but they're still like swimming.
Isn't that like what sharks do? Because if they stop moving, they die?
Yeah, I think so.
Like, yes.
Ram circulation or something.
I thought you were going to say rams do it as well. I was like, I do not think so.
I also thought that's where
they breathe
going.
By shark circulation.
Mm.
Rams don't.
No, they don't.
No.
They really don't.
Yeah.
Anywho, Christmas.
Christmas.
Do you? This is the second time you've been on a Christmas podcast, by the way.
Indeed, it is.
Yeah, because a year ago, this podcast been on the day. For over a year. I don't think on the day. Well, maybe on the day.
Probably not. Sorry, Jack.
That's so loud.
Let me get it to a point where I want it.
Maybe on the day. I don't know.
Did you celebrate like your 1 year anniversary of the podcast?
No,
we didn't have like a celebration episode. But
you should have.
I think I had at the end of one episode, I was like, oh, I just realized it's the 1 year anniversary, so that's cool.
We should make a celebratory episode.
Because
now we're probably
year episode.
Yeah, like one and a half or like
happy one and
one
a half.
In a couple months.
Yeah. It'll diet too.
Yeah.
Probably. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know if it will. We'll see if Quinn and Baby Tar take the reins.
Maybe.
They could. This might be the last podcast you're ever on, Miss Hansen.
Yeah. It's an end of an era.
It's the end of an era. Well, probably not. I don't know.
Every year is the end of an era,
it feels like.
That's
true. Yeah, I guess. And now it's the end of a semester.
Yep.
Yeah, which is kind of an era.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are you excited to be done with the semester, Ms. Hansen, like everyone else is?
I am. Honestly, I felt like it flew by.
Really?
Yeah.
In the grand scheme of things, I think it felt like it flew by.
Yeah,
this
week like
chugged along.
So fast.
Day to day. It has been
the
grueling.
The days are long, the years are short.
Grueling.
I didn't think so. I thought it literally flew by.
Really?
Yeah.
Every other day flew by, but like just this week specifically did not.
No, this week honestly could
and
have slowed
week.
Down. I had so much stuff to do.
Really?
Yeah. Slowed down.
I've been here since like 6 o'clock every night this week.
I mean, so have I.
Mm-hmm.
But like it's...
Yeah, but
reasons.
That's because you're stupid.
No, that's because I'm playing Pepin and working a video board, Quinlan.
Oh.
Who's stupid now?
I retract that statement.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
You are welcome.
So Christmas plan, are you going anywhere for Christmas?
Home. To Iowa.
To Iowa.
Superior Midwest state.
Okay, you don't have to add that every time.
I actually do. It's like obligatory.
No, it's not.
Yep, if I'm in Nebraska and I say I'm from Iowa, I have to say.
It's worse.
It's the superior Midwest
state. It's
worse
in so many ways.
It's worse in several ways.
Mm-hmm.
I can't name any of them.
It's not by Yankton.
Exactly. Can't name any of them, he says.
Can you name anything bad about Nebraska?
This is not the spirit of Christmas.
Well, yeah, you're thankful for Iowa.
I
and you're
could,
telling you,
but it wouldn't be Christmas.
Well, you're saying why it's why you're more thankful for Iowa than Nebraska.
What are your Christmas plans?
Normal Christmas stuff. The sisters are coming home.
The sisters.
And then
the sisters. And then the that's about it. We're going to our grandma's probably, but that's like 2 miles away. So we're not going anywhere or anything like that. Quinlan?
Going to my dad's.
In Kearney. I don't know how long.
In Kearney.
Yeah. Mm.
And then coming back home. And then that's it, probably.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to make some sugar cookies. I'm excited for that.
Oh, sugar cookie.
Yeah. That'll be a good time.
That would
so
be.
So excited for break.
Yeah, I just I need a wait. Sleepy time.
I can't
yeah.
wait.
But then I'm going to have to, like, write an entertainment, and I'm going to freak out. So
I forgot about
Don't
that.
Don't do that.
I will.
This is when I get all my reading done.
I don't read.
Because I start to panic that I'm not going to reach my 2024 reading goal, and then I just speed read.
What's your 2024 reading goal?
I think 75 books.
Oh, Jesus. My God. That's like a library.
Oh, my God. That's like an entire library.
I think I'm at 65. Hold on. I have to get my phone. Please hold.
65 books? I could never.
My mom is at 64.
I've probably read from last and this semester 8 books.
This entire... Really?
Well, but that's
because... Well, you have to.
Yeah.
This entire year, I think I've read 2.
Well, that's next maybe. Year. You'll also have to read 2.
Next year, I will read 1.
1.
I think. Well, maybe the end of the... No, I'm not reading over Christmas break.
No, never.
I'm reading... I'll read 1 book next year, and then I will read no more books the rest of my life.
Well, yeah, I already had English. Sad. So I got my AR books done, and I've got another one, because I was like, I should read another one, get ready for next year. That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to be in my book bag for the next whole semester.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm not going to get this sad. Through it. Reading sucks. And there's so many other better things to do than read.
Yeah. You could watch the movie.
Yeah.
No. You could watch Harry Potter.
I'm at 63 out of 70. 70 was my goal.
Oh. 63
so
books.
So my mom is past you right now.
What's your mom at?
I think 64.
Oh, my yeah. God.
She was at 63 when we wrote the Christmas
card. It's
going
to be a grueling battle.
She finished one while we were writing the Christmas card.
It's going to be a grueling battle.
It's going to be a grueling battle. You should, like... You should post on Facebook and be like, guess what? I'm at 64. That's better than any other person from Crofton.
Specifically
at Ginger Schieffer. You think you're better than me.
I would never do such a thing.
You should call out Ginger and...
Yeah, have a friendly competition of reading.
Honestly, yeah, you should have a friendly competition of reading. That'd be fun.
For you readers.
Yeah.
Have what?
Have a friendly competition of reading.
No, don't Why? Make it a competition. Just make it something you enjoy doing.
Well, but still, you could be like,
no,
Ginger.
That would stress me out. I probably wouldn't get a single book read because I'd be too panicked.
Oh, well.
Because I'd be like, oh, it's a competition now.
Exactly. That's no. That's a reason to, Ginger, you think you can read? I can read.
No, Ginger can definitely outread me. I believe in her.
I think she has so far this year.
Yeah.
And you've got to prove yourself.
Yeah.
You're like the underdog. No.
What bell is that?
We're going to hear an announcement soon of Mr. O saying,
Well, that wasn't meant to happen.
Never mind.
Was that the normal
Yeah,
that's
bell? The normal bell. Yep, there it is. There it is.
Thank
yep.
you, gang.
Yo, last year my goal was 75 books, and I only hit 70.
Do you have any 2025 predictions?
I know. 2025 predictions.
2025 predictions? I had my 2024 bingo card.
Yeah, I remember that.
But then...
Did anything come true?
I think, like, I didn't get a bingo.
Yeah.
But I got... This year I'm not doing a bingo. I'm doing a...
Just a checklist.
Yeah, I'm just doing a checklist. But here's my... Mm. My 2024 bingo. Here's the things that I crossed out. I crossed out Mr. Beast scandal.
There was a Mr. Beast scandal.
Mm-hmm. I had presidential assassination on there, but it was just an attempt, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, that's...
You're kind of there.
I had the Pope wears rainbow. That was close.
What did he wear?
We got, like, how... He didn't wear anything, but he was like, we should respect gay people.
Oh, yeah,
and
so that's like
everyone was like, you're not our Pope.
Yeah.
Big oil spill. There was one of those. That was kind of a given. Nobody heard about it, but it happened.
I just assume those happen
yeah, I know.
All the time.
Earthquake that kills a lot. That happened. And then JoJo Siwa canceled.
Well, it's happened like five times.
Yeah. No, but that was beginning of 2024. She was going up, and everyone was like, "We love her, powerful queen." And then you know, she started like up and down, teddy bears, and everyone was like,
"Oh,
yeah." So that's that. What's on your 2025 predictions?
Funny.
I've written down a bunch.
2025 prediction. Whoa, that was a lot.
Yeah, I have a lot in this note. 2025 prediction.
Alonia and Alan end up together.
Oh, who is that?
What?
I don't know who those are.
You're talking about like freaking Grey's Anatomy or
no,
something.
I'm not. These are real people. Oh, Alonia, what? The Olympian.
I've never heard of her.
The rugby lady?
Yes. Rugby lady.
Oh.
Is going to start dating her Dancing with the Stars co-star.
That'd be crazy.
That's on my 2025.
Oh my God. That's such a good one.
That'd be cool.
What do I have on here? What do I have on here that I can say? Jost and Shay leave SNL, calling it after the 50th season.
Jost and Shay,
they're on Weekend Update.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing darts at a board. I can't see anything, but I'm just like throwing it out there. It's like Timothy Chalamet canceled. Why not? I keep seeing videos of him, and I kind of like him more. Brittany Broski interviewed him, and I like him. He seems chill.
Do you think Trisha Paytas is going to get on SNL a second time?
No, but I have on here Trisha Paytas dies.
Oh, my God.
just to, like, throw stuff out there.
Yeah, you know.
Brendan Urie arrested. Just like, Ariana marries Ethan Slater, and then he gets fat.
And then he gets fat.
That is one check. A Kellogg's recall. Just like something gets recalled.
That's a given. That's everything like gets Kellogg's. Recalled every day.
No, but
that's poetic.
No, but I think it's going to be like watch your shelves. Lucky Charms are gone, type thing. Mm-hmm. That might be General Mills.
Lucky Charms turns you into leprechauns.
Exactly.
That'd be scary.
YouTuber hosts SNL. I think that'll happen.
Yeah.
Oh.
That would be crazy.
Who do you think it would be?
I don't know.
Mr. Beast.
What if like Markiplier goes on there?
That'd be sick.
Incredible. That'd be so fun. This was on my 2024 bingo, and it didn't happen because I'm just like throwing stuff out there. Ryan Reynolds cheats. That would hurt me.
Why would you ever want that?
I don't want it, but I'm just predicting crazy things.
But you predicting it puts it out into the world.
Because, but if I predicted big oil spill, that's not as gratifying if it happens, you know? Because that happens all the time, apparently. You know?
Probably.
So you want Ryan Reynolds to cheat?
Diddy dies in prison, calling it. I bet he dies in prison. Just
that
for fun.
I think that could make sense.
Cryptic messages in Times Square. I think somebody's going to hack all the billboards or something.
These are terrifying.
I know, but like they're all stuff
that could happen. Yeah, yours are so sad. It could be so happy.
Melania files for divorce.
Melania.
No, she wouldn't. He just became president.
Yeah, but she's not going to live in the White House.
What?
She's not going to live in the White House because she's like, I'm a mother first. That's not her voice. But
interesting.
She's like, I'm a mother first to Baron, who's in college.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she also came out like against all of Trump's views. So,
Melania.
Jacksepticeye retires.
That could make sense.
You don't know who Jacksepticeye is?
How dare you?
That's crazy. You're in your 20s. You should know who Jacksepticeye is.
Mm-hmm.
He's a YouTuber.
Oh.
I'm calling that Tom Holland and Zendaya reveal that they've been married this whole time.
No.
You don't like that?
You don't like that
one?
I
don't think they've been married this whole time.
Come on. I've been saying all these negative things, and I say something positive, and you're like,
nah. And you hate it even more.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's real.
Northwest drops an album.
I want that to happen.
That's Kanye's daughter.
That'd be so bad.
That'd be insane.
I don't get drafted. That's one.
We can hope.
These are so bad.
Goat ice cream revolutionizes the industry. That's something that my sister came up with. I think that Luigi is innocent, and then it was discovered to be a big operation behind it.
Managione?
Mangione, yeah.
Didn't something with that just happen this morning?
But it's not 2025.
It's true.
It don't work.
Kanye beef with Elon. That'd be funny.
That makes sense.
Bug chips. That's another one that Quinn came up with. I think bug chips are going to become popular.
I think Taylor Quinn, Swift.
Not a nun.
Not a nun.
And Travis Kelce. What do you think is going to happen with their relationship?
I bet Taylor Swift drops two albums. That's on here.
Whoa.
Because of course she will. She's going to try to block some up and coming artists from being number one. And she's just going to
mess up.
Potentially.
She's going to drop Reputation, Taylor's version from the vault, Third Reich, whatever. And it's
gonna
she's going to just tap that out there.
I think her and Travis Kelce are going to get engaged.
She and Travis Kelce are going to get engaged? I just corrected a grammar teacher. Sorry.
What did I say?
Her and Travis Kelce are going to get engaged.
But it'd be she is getting engaged.
She and Travis Kelce are going to get engaged.
Right.
She's getting a call. Oh, guys, I have to go to a meeting. Oh, my gosh.
Podcast over.
Bye, Miss Hansen.
Hello.
Hello.
Have a good time.
Okay.
Well, Jack, how's it going?
So Christmas.
Yeah.
I was going to ask her if she thinks Rudolph is overrated or not.
Oh, my God. And I would have got heated.
Yeah. That would have gotten serious. What do you think is going to happen in 2025?
I'm not a big predictions guy.
No?
Because absolutely anything could happen.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, you just got to throw something out there that's kind of funny.
Like Northwest. I think they're going to genetically make a new fruit.
That'd be kind of hype.
I want that to happen.
That'd be pretty fun. You know how they're genetically, they're making like mammoths or something? Like they're remaking mammoths?
This one is terrifying, but I want there to be a super deadly virus to come out of the permafrost in like Siberia.
I wish we went to a worldwide pandemic that shut down everything. Are you a big Christmas guy, like in general?
It's all right. I like Christmas.
Are you like, snow coming down?
I never like show my festivity, but it's somewhere in there.
It's just under some permafrost in there?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then, you know, Christmas Day, well, I don't know. I don't think I'll ever be as festive as when you're like a little child.
Mm-hmm.
And all the magic is still there.
Yeah. And all, yeah.
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 Santa's real.
Santa's real.
Yes.
I just want you to know, don't listen to last year's podcast. Santa's real.
Oh, did we say he wasn't?
We asked people how they found out that he wasn't.
Oh, my God. He's real.
He's real. Will you tell your kids that Santa's real? Because he is?
I think I will, but if they... I think I'll leave it at that. I think I will.
Do you think will you tell them that the Easter Bunny's real?
Probably not.
I don't think I was ever told that the Easter Bunny was real.
No, my mom we dyed eggs and then my mom hid them and then we had to find them.
Yeah.
I want to take credit for that. I'm not giving it to some bunny.
Yeah, I think people actually like halfway believed that there was a rabbit that pooped out eggs.
No, that doesn't happen.
That's not a mammal.
They are a mammal. They are not a bird.
I guess it makes sense because you're a child. You're stupid. Yeah. You don't understand mammalia.
Exactly. But then how do you think, first off, like if you were a family to have plastic eggs with stuff inside, how is a mythical bunny? Yeah, pooping out an egg with 10 bucks in it.
That'd be 10 bucks.
I don't know. We never did that.
We just get like fun size Snickers, maybe.
Oh, I gotcha.
Like a couple jelly beans.
A couple jelly. Yes, yeah,
Jelly Belly or Starburst.
I would not be okay with eating that if it came out of a rabbit.
I agree. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
But then also, if you're the type of family that dyes the eggs and they're hidden later, you already dyed the eggs.
We would
Nobody
dye
Nobody stuck
eggs.
Them in the rabbit.
We would dye eggs just for fun.
Yeah.
And then we would go. Would we hide eggs? Oh, I once hit a couple of years ago. It was like 2 years ago or something. I hid one egg, and I said, "Whoever finds it, wins."
Oh my God!
It was my family and Grant's family, and all us kids who are all like around 20 now, are like. We all went down, and
it was
like, it's in the basement.
Uh-huh.
And we all went and looked, and it took like half an hour. Because I hit that egg well.
You hit it well.
I completely forgot where I hit it.
Wait. I'll continue, my bad. I'm sorry.
No, I don't know where it is.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, the same sort of thing happened. So when I was a child, we would dye the eggs and my mom would hide them and we had to find them.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of a contest. It'd be like whoever found the most is the winner and the others are the loser.
Mm-hmm.
But then we thought we found them all and my mom forgot. And these were like real actual eggs. So when we found it, like, it started stinking and we were like, what? What is happening?
Oh, no.
And we found a rotten boiled egg.
Was this in your house?
Yes. It was terrible.
Oh, no.
And we were like, oh, that's so gross. And then mom threw it away because we were tiny children. And I was like, I'm not stepping a foot near that thing.
I'm not going in our house anymore, Mom. I'm not going to do it.
I'm not going to do it.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Easter.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I like Christmas. Do you go out and play in the snow?
No.
Did you ever?
No, because we lived in town, and I had no friends in town. It was me and Liam. Liam's not stepping foot outside.
I guess that makes sense.
Bless his soul.
Yeah.
and so there was no reason for me to either, you know.
Oh.
And yeah, I had no friends in town. All my friends either lived out of town or out of town.
Yeah, out of town.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of sad.
It's okay. I don't really care.
You never hike up your snow pants and.
Heck no! I always. Instead of hiking up my snow pants, I played Fortnite.
Fork knife.
It's you will never know how OG Fortnite was, Jack. It's the most nostalgic thing to me.
I just listen to music and I go, oh, this is nostalgic.
And you go, Christmas time.
And I go, Christmas
is here.
Time. No, what was my Christmas like to be? I guess just playing in the snow.
Yeah.
I would go, there's nothing better. Then going out, putting on your big old snow pants, waddling out.
Do you do it nowadays as well?
No.
Yeah.
Well, now, okay, honestly, it's pretty fun. My dad, always, when we were little kids, we you know how we have our big old area that we drive in.
Yeah.
You know? And my dad will put, like, a scooper on the front of a four-wheeler and then, like, drive around, like, push snow around.
Yeah.
And... like, you know, clear off the area.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always just like, wow, he's doing that job. And then he made me do it one year.
And you were like,
oh. He was like, get out the other four-wheeler. We put a blade on there, you know?
Yeah.
And I went out there and I started driving. I was like, this is stupid. And I was like, I gotta do work. And then later I figured out, I realized that I was like, oh, this is actually pretty fun. I'm just driving around and pushing around snow.
Yeah.
And I was like, drifting.
Yeah.
And I was just like, wow, this is great. And I put in earbuds, and I, like, put my hat over, and then, kept covering up, put on sunglasses.
Yeah, you were just, like, a warm dude.
Exactly. I was warm. I was just, like, driving around, listening to music, like, Call Me If You Get Lost.
Yeah.
And I was
you were having a good time.
So that's my, I mean, not that it's, like, an activity to do during snowy time.
Yeah, but you know, like, that's, like, what you did.
It's a job to do, and I will have fun with it when I can. And I was like, oh, Dad, I realize why you have fun with this.
Yeah. We should come over
and push some snow.
We should go to your house and make a big snowman.
We can.
We should make a huge snowman.
What my dad used to do.
Well, we can't now.
Unrelated to snowman. There's nothing out there. But I'm sure there will be.
Hopefully.
Sometime. If you're not incarnate.
Global warming.
Well, that should make more snow, I think.
But, no, because it gets hotter.
Yeah, but like something with. Stupid weather. I don't know.
Yeah, weather is stupid.
I don't know. But
Mother Nature.
Speaking of four-wheelers, my dad used to hook up a saucer sled, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Sled that's just a circle.
Uh-huh.
We would hook that up. We would put a rope on it.
Uh-huh.
We'd put the other side of the rope on a four-wheeler.
Oh, yeah.
And we would go out in the pasture. My dad would whip us around.
Yeah, it's like being on a tube.
We broke so many saucers.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sure you would go flying off. Like being on a tube, like still rolling.
Yeah. And, well, we went over to Grant's house, and they did the same thing, but they had, is it like just an inner tube? Or it was like some sort of tire or something. I think it was just an inner tube. And you would just hold on for dear life.
Yes.
I remember one time, I think Lane, like, it was either Lane or me, like, fell through the middle and just went over.
Oh, my God.
Like, you could get airtime and you could get hurt.
You're like, oh, my God.
Yeah. But it was, but dude, it was, you're so like holding on, you're just like, you're like, because you're flying over the like 6 inches of snow.
Yeah, you're like, oh my god,
I'm not gonna like get braced for my fall.
Yeah, you're like, ooh.
Yeah, but yeah, and then you just like turn and you go,
oh yeah, it's like,
yeah, you go flying like around.
The inertia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Inertia.
Inertia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I did the same thing at my grandma and grandpa's. Like, coming down to the house, it's like this huge hill.
Ooh.
And, oh, it was, we would just, like, trek to the top, and then we'd go down.
Yeah,
it
was like, you'd sprint up to the top.
Yes, and you're so tired, and you're like.
In 20 pounds of clothing.
Yes. But it was so fun. And then when it wasn't Christmas time, there was, what was it? It's like, it was this green little, like, cart thing. It had four wheels, and it was.
A wagon.
Well, no, because it was just like, there wasn't any dip. It was four wheels, and then this green thing, and the lid that you could open and shut. I don't really know what it was for, but we would, there was like nothing to hold on. It was the most sketchy thing ever. And we would just, we would straddle it, and, we would just go down, and there was no safety at all. It was, hey, oh Ms. my Hansen. God.
Miss Hansen, question. Welcome back, by the way.
Yeah.
I just like sprinted out of here. I was sitting in that meeting. I was like.
And they were like, Miss Hansen, you're fine. What, yeah. Was it good? Was
yeah,
it good
no, meeting? Well.
Good. Wonderful.
Did you get scolded for being late?
No.
Miss Hansen, you're being fired.
No. I completely forgot, though. You guys came in. I was like, yeah, this is a good idea.
Was that the thing you needed to leave for? Because you told us
no,
you needed to leave.
No, it wasn't even the thing. I just was going to kick you out so I could grade.
Okay. Oh. I gotcha. But you just completely forgot about that.
I completely forgot. I haven't opened my email. Oh. I didn't open the email, so I would remember this morning, but I haven't looked at my computer. I haven't even gotten
out
my
thing.
See,
that's why I hate email. I hate email so much.
I'm getting better at email. I don't know email etiquette yet, and I need to work on that.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's across
an
the board.
Important, really?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think.
It's incredibly important.
You wouldn't think stuff. That's something that you would like, I don't know. I can't say I remember someone explaining to me how to work an email, but
you
apparently they did.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll get emails, not so much anymore. This was more when I taught 7th and 8th grade, but I would get emails where the entire email was in the subject line.
Yeah, okay.
What?
It'd be like, email from student, and then in the subject line it was like,
hey,
Miss
Hansen.
I'm going to be gone from school. Is there anything I need to do? All in the subject line, and the email would be blank.
The okay, email says sent from my iPhone.
Sent
from my
that
iPad, yeah.
Kid is just stupid.
No, maybe. Honestly, it happens. Or
it
I'll get an email.
When you were working 7th and 8th grade.
Yeah.
Or I'll get an email from a kid. Even now, I will get this where it's just like an email, and it just says, like, I won't be at school. What's my homework? And it's no like, you need like a good morning, Miss Hansen.
Morning, Miss Hansen.
Oh, I'm like
proper
that kid.
Punctuation. You
I don't
know,
do that.
You put the next line is where you
yeah.
write the email,
I
and
say,
then on the next
howdy
line,
howdy duty.
Yes.
Next line,
duty.
Miss Hansen, is there anything that I need for the day? I'm going to be sick.
Yes.
Respectfully, Mr. Gates.
Respectfully, and then your name.
Yes.
You know,
no,
like
from my
I'm
slingshot.
I'm like that other kid. I'm like, I'm gone.
I need to know
what
email
do I
other
need
kid.
To do.
Yeah.
And I don't even get rid of the sent from my iPad.
Oh, I don't get rid of that either. That's okay.
I just put different things. I put like sent from my carrier pigeon.
That's.
And stuff like that.
Funny.
Have you never gotten an email from me?
Apparently not.
That's how it always is. That's how
funny.
I send all of them. My right now on my iPad is programmed to say sent from my slingshot.
Wait, how? You could. Oh my, I didn't even
yeah,
know you could do that.
You can change it.
Sent
that's
from
funny.
My slingshot.
Yeah, yeah, it's great. Huh. Miss Hansen, Christmas time.
Christmas.
Christmas time is here.
Do you still go out and play in the snow?
Dude, when my nieces are around, my
oh.
brother.
You put on snow pants?
Actually. My dad used to work in the freezers at Wells Blue Bunny.
Oh, yeah, the freezer. Mm. Oh, really?
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Wait, where were you?
Ice cream?
Did you guys
from
live in
Iowa?
Lamar?
No, but near there.
In the area. Okay.
In the area.
Everywhere in Iowa was close to Lamar's.
Yeah, honestly.
I guess.
Just the middle. So he worked there for, like, I mean, my entire existence.
Mm-hmm. 26,
and,
7 years.
He has quite a collection of freezer suits, because they had to wear freezer suits. Obviously, it's, like, negative temps in there.
Uh-huh.
So that's what we wear.
So you just have those.
We have freezer suits and we have snow pants, but yeah.
That's great.
A freezer suit.
Fun. Oh my goodness. Yep.
What is a freezer suit in what does it have?
You ever seen
like
Marshmallow Man?
A onesie.
It's just like
very insulated.
Like a snow pants onesie?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
The vibe.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What are the playing in the snow activities? Do you build a fort? Do you build a snowman? Do you go sledding? Do you whip people around on a four wheeler? What do you do?
We don't have a four wheeler, but we go sledding down the golf course hill. Golf course hill. That's where everyone would go sledding back in the day. It is a very large hill to walk up. Whew.
The best ones always are.
Yeah.
Honestly. And then there's one year, my dad always clears our driveway with the tractor and he puts all the snow into one big pile, as they do. And one year it got like real cold and it was like icy and we built, mostly my brother built this like cave inside.
Oh yes.
It was.
That's incredible.
It's so cool.
We spent the entire day. Again, he spent the entire day. I did not do much.
You only reaped the benefits.
Yeah. And then the next day he kept working on it, but it was like iced over. And so he got like his flamethrower and was like.
Oh, flamethrower?
It was either that or the chainsaw. I don't remember which one, but he used one or the other.
You had
and he
a flamethrower?
Like, I mean, it's not that impressive, but it was just like probably going to explode on him one of these days. But
that's sick.
Just like a little thing. Oh, my God.
I remember we would at St. Rose, we used to have a big old snow pile. Do you remember that we had a big old snow pile?
Yeah, we never. Well, yeah. We were always jealous because that was the one thing we didn't have.
You had a full jungle gym, but we had a snow pile. And we would full. Usually, it didn't have a lot of dirt on it. Uh-huh. But we would do stuff on there. And we would play King of the Hill or something until the teacher told us not to play King of the Hill.
Yep.
And we would. I remember we would make a slide on it specifically, and then people would bring out their water bottles so they could pour water on it so it could freeze over, and then we could have a better slide.
That's wild.
That's sick.
That's like dangerous.
Yeah, that just like resurfaced in my memory.
Well,
like,
you know where the swing sets are.
Yeah.
That would just like, that little hill always like just naturally became ice.
Mm-hmm.
So like if. It would be a good slide, but if you got down there, it was like impossible to get up.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were like, it was impossible to get up.
I'm just picturing like a little Quinlan running in place.
Little Quinlan short hair.
Yes.
Yeah. It'd be incredible. Miss Hanson, do you think that Rudolph deserves the credit?
Y'all.
Do you think he does?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, he does.
Y'all,
he does.
He does.
I'm going to have to stand my
ground
here.
He does. Jack.
I'm like bringing up war.
Because we don't sing he saved every Christmas after that. It's just like the remake is never as good. They're not going to keep remaking the song and be like, and guess what? Next year, he also saved Christmas. And then the next year, he also saved Christmas.
Well,
and then
the next year... don't get credit. They still get credit in the song. They're just not as important as the savior.
That's not a good reasoning.
What's your reasoning?
I said when we were recording that TikTok that people should go watch if they haven't watched it.
I watched it.
Within that TikTok, people were like, there's no song. They're like, well, they're in the song too. And I was like, yeah,
Tiny
but if there's
Dancer.
If there's a song that's like called Miss Hanson Saves the Day. And it's like, Miss Hanson is the best, but Quinlan sucks, you know? You're not going to be like, Quinlan's in the song too, he's getting credit.
It's not, but that's
the
thing.
I would make that defense.
I would make that defense.
Yeah, I can tell.
I don't know. I think you are mad at Rudolph because he's
does
better
he have a grudge?
At you. He's better at directing
his sleighs. That's been my dream to lead a sleigh, and he just took that from me.
Is it because he has a glowing, bright red nose, and you only have red hair?
Yeah.
Wow.
I bet that's it.
Your hair doesn't glow. You're a little jealous.
Yeah. Jack wants more red features.
That was good.
Thank you.
First time Miss Hanson's made a funny joke.
That's insane.
This is
oh my
Christmas.
God.
You rose me, I rose you back.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, absolutely. Honestly, I would much rather have that. Sometimes I like roast a kid and they're like,
they're like, okay.
Miss Hanson, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, Miss Hanson goes, Quinlan, you ever realize that you're ugly and your parents are divorced?
Yep. She says that to me all the time. No. And I just cry in the corner.
No. No.
has not said that to me, Mr. O. Don't fire her.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're Mr. very welcome.
Mr. O, who weekly listens to the podcast.
Yes.
I needed that protection. Thank you.
You're very welcome. I got you.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Wow.
Dude, speaking of TikToks, I heard you all in journalism did the trend where they have to Baker has to guess who's talking.
Oh, yeah. I was not part of that.
Or are you not?
No. I went. I walked in when they were like halfway done filming it.
Oh.
And then they just kept doing like bits.
Well, my kids came in and wanted to do the same thing, and I heard that I beat Mrs. Baker.
Well, yeah. I heard she was playing in like homeroom yesterday.
No,
yeah.
But like everybody in Baker's one, they would just go, they would go behind, they'd go,
Baker. No, they did that to me.
Oh, really?
And I still got every single one except one.
That's not the point of the video.
No, we did normal voices first.
Okay, that's the point of it.
And then they did silly voices. And in that entire span of that video, I only got one wrong.
Who was that one?
I accidentally said Jasmine was Jada, I think. Or Lexi.
Bake consistently mixed up Jasmine and Baby Tar.
That's what they said. That's hilarious.
Yeah. But it made sense because like Baby Tar will be like, Beaker.
Yeah. The little guy's got a voice on him.
He does. Anyway.
Hey, Baker.
He did. I remember he was like, what's up, Mrs. Hanson?
Yeah.
You're like,
I can't do Baby Tar's laugh. I'm trying so hard to get it down.
Has he done that? I assume he has.
You've heard Baby Tar laugh like that.
He's like,
he goes,
It's impossible.
I can't do it.
He does it so well.
That's everyone man. Is trying to mimic my laugh these days. Okay. And I don't appreciate it.
No. he's prepping.
I can't get that high. Because I can squeak, but I can't really consistently, you know?
Go for it.
Let's hear it.
This is not the circumstance that I would do it in.
I won't look at you.
No.
Do it.
No, I keep saying, here's my impression of Miss Hanson. Peer pressure. Every time.
I think I know this impression.
What is it?
Well, I don't want to say it if it's not the impression.
Exactly.
What
so
is
go
it?
Ahead. Go ahead.
No, my impression of Miss Hanson. What is it, huh?
Is it because I stick out my tongue? When I'm, laughing at something.
What do you mean?
I, put it behind my teeth,
yes,
my tongue.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, you did it to someone, and you always cover your face when you do it.
Yeah,
and I was like, wow, it must be something I'm not saying.
Yeah.
And then I pieced it together.
Because that's what you go. You go, and then you, and then you go.
I, bite my tongue.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Why you clap? Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
That was not my laugh, though.
That was not your laugh. I can't get that high. If you laugh,
I can't
laugh
do it on command. No, I can't do it on command.
Just laugh.
I can't. No, never mind. Laugh. I get it. I get why you're not going to do it. I can't do it in front of people.
You've done it several
gonna
times.
It's
going to
be
Let's
insincere.
Make a good joke. Roaster.
No! I can't do it now. I can't do it now. You can just splice this with
impression?
All the times I've laughed in this video.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. That's too much work.
See, there was.
I can't get that high. I can't do that. My Miss Hanson impression is just
Quinlan.
Quinlan.
Quinlan. Quinlan.
Put the scissors down.
I called Grant the other day. Did he tell you about this? I called him Liam.
You called Grant Liam?
Uh-huh.
How did you mix
those
two up?
That is a crazy comparison.
He was in my homeroom, I don't know, for whatever reason. Or somewhere. I don't remember where this took place.
He was somewhere, and
but
we
he
were
was
somewhere.
Saying
yeah,
something.
I told him something.
He was saying something, and he was, annoying me, but, in a joking way.
He was
way.
Annoying and terrible, so I called him Liam. Yeah.
No. He was, annoying me in a joking way, and the amount of times that I, in a day, because I have Liam for two class periods and a homeroom, and the amount of the times in a day that I go, Liam!
Liam!
And, Liam? I'll be like, hey, make your bookmark. And he goes, oh, I don't want to. I'll go, Liam!
Liam!
And so Grant was just, pestering me. And Liam was in the room. It was in a setting where I would normally be yelling at Liam.
You didn't mix him up. You just...
And it was just a visceral
muscle
reaction.
Muscle memory.
He just did something and I went, Liam!
And Liam was like, what did I do?
Grant just looked at me and I think Liam was in the room. And he was like, yes, Miss Hanson? And I was oh, I'm sorry. I was like, I just it is just a force of nature, just
muscle
habit, muscle memory. Someone's someone is disagreeing with me, it's probably Liam.
I'm going to do that to him. I'm going to start calling him
Liam.
Hey, Liam.
Or, and I got this one from Braxton, I go, Liam.
Liam.
I call him Liam.
Liam.
Liam. There was one point in one act. He was behind the set.
Mm-hmm. He was going to stab.
Going to stab. And I was out by the lights. And it was not even that loud. And I went, Liam. Because I needed to tell him something. And all of a sudden, I just see his head pop out. And he goes, Liam. Yeah. What do you need? Yeah. I was like, good work.
Liam.
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 Yeah. Okay, y'all. Well, I have to kick you out because I have to go call my mom now. So.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you all for listening to the Crofton Warrior Podcast. We really appreciate your continued support and the fun stuff that not only I get to do, but the entire journalism team as a whole. You can catch us on Instagram at Crofton Journalism, Twitter and Facebook, Crofton Warriors, at Jack Schieffer on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok if you want just me. If you want Quinlan,
house.
Just go to his house. If you want Miss Hansen,
no, thank you.
You'll follow her on Instagram, and she will not accept your follow request.
That's true. Until you graduate, right?
Yeah.
Or on Christmas break.
It's the
break.
Summer. After the summer, you have to go full summer the next school
full
year.
Full summer.
Miss Hansen, do you have any Christmas wisdom to share?
Nope.
Be nice or you'll be on Santa's naughty
be
list.
Be merry and
go
bright.
Home, Santa's read real. Your books.
No.
Make sure you hit your goal for the 2024 year in reading.
My goal is zero, so I passed it.
I like that.
Santa's real.
Santa's
obviously.
Real. Yep. Goodbye.
Merry
Christmas. Yeah, have a good Christmas time.
It just doesn't end, does it?
No,
not really.